With garments, you're not allowed to leave them near a heat source, because it could cause the water to get hot and evaporate, and that's a type of bishul. Bishul is not only if you're cooking it to eat it, but also you bring it to a hot temperature to evaporate it, that is also bechlal isur bishul. There's another problem, if something is very wet, you're not allowed to even carry it, because you may come to steep, even if you will not actually use feet while you're holding it. If it's very wet, something fell, a shirt or pants fell into the water, you pick it up. It's shash, that you will squeeze it out. This is what we're talking about, like I said, garments that you normally wear, and you are generally, you're makbid, that it shouldn't be wet. You're not allowed to move around the garments, the muksa, because you make them to squeeze them out. A shmata is something which doesn't disturb you that it's wet, you allow them to move it around. It's not muksa because they're not kosher, you're going to squeeze it out, because you're not makbid to have it dry. Person is also not allowed to go on Shabbos to a place which is slippery and is a serious chance that he will fall into the water. I think it's not recommended during the week either. Person should not hang out his garments on Shabbos because it looks like he laundered them on Shabbos. Even if he did not launder them, even if he walked a long time in the summer and got full of sweat, you're not allowed to hang up in a fashion that you would hang up garments that you washed.